Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In the Art of Making Memories, How to Create and Remember Happy Moments, Meek Wicking, CEO of the Happiness Research Institute in Copenhagen, delves into the intricate world of memories and their profound impact on our happiness. Wicking's insightful exploration, derived from robust psychological research and personal anecdotes, provides a comprehensive guide on how to cultivate memorable moments that enhance our well-being. This book, part of the Happiness Institute series, not only demystifies the cognitive processes behind memory formation, but also offers practical advice for creating and preserving life's joyful experiences. Through a captivating blend of storytelling and science, Wicking equips readers with the tools to build a reservoir of happy memories, enriching their emotional landscapes and overall life satisfaction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the science of memory and happiness. Wicking begins by dissecting the science behind memory formation and its intrinsic link to happiness. He explains how memories are not just recollections of past events, but are constructed through our perceptions and feelings at the moment. The book delves into the psychological mechanisms that make certain experiences more memorable, such as heightened emotions and unique contexts. Wicking suggests that understanding these processes can empower us to create moments that are not only worth remembering, but also boost our happiness. By leveraging the relationship between novelty, emotion, and the senses, we can engineer moments that stand the test of time in our memory banks. Secondly, practical strategies for making memories. Wicking provides readers with actionable strategies for creating memories that last. These include prioritizing experiences over possessions, embracing new challenges, and celebrating traditions. He emphasizes the importance of being present and mindful during potentially memorable moments and suggests ways to increase the stickiness of memories through sensory engagement and reflection. The book also highlights the role of social connections in memory making, underscoring the fact that shared experiences tend to be more deeply embedded in our memory networks. Through practical tips and exercises, readers are guided on how to integrate memory making into their daily lives. Thirdly, the role of documentation in memory preservation. An interesting aspect that Wicking explores is the role of documentation, through photography, journaling, and other forms of recording, in preserving memories. While acknowledging the benefits of these practices, he also warns against their overuse, which can sometimes detract from the actual experience. The book examines how documenting our lives can help solidify memories in the short term and aid recollection in the long term. However, Wicking stresses the importance of balance and being selective in what we choose to document, encouraging readers to focus on capturing the essence of moments rather than obsessively recording every detail. Fourthly, overcoming negative memories. Wicking doesn't shy away from the topic of negative memories and their impact on our well-being. He offers insights into the ways we can reframe or diminish the influence of unpleasant memories on our lives. Techniques such as cognitive reappraisal, forgiveness, and acceptance are discussed as means to cope with and even transform negative memories. The book posits that by actively managing our memories, we can minimize the lingering effects of past traumas and focus on building a positive future. This section provides hope and practical advice for those struggling with memories that hinder their happiness. Lastly, cultivating a memory-friendly lifestyle. The final part of the book focuses on how to cultivate a lifestyle conducive to making and remembering happy moments. Wicking advocates for creating environments that trigger positive memories, such as decorating one's living space with mementos or engaging in rituals that are meaningful. He also discusses the importance of a positive outlook and how anticipation and reminiscing can amplify our happiness. By adopting practices that prioritize memory making and encourage nostalgia, readers can enhance their emotional well-being and create a more fulfilling life.
In conclusion, The Art of Making Memories: How to Create and Remember Happy Moments by Meek Wicking is a must-read for anyone looking to enhance their well-being through the power of memories. The book is especially beneficial for individuals seeking to enrich their lives with joyful experiences and for those looking to mitigate the impact of negative recollections. Wicking's blend of scientific insight and practical advice makes this book a valuable resource for creating a happier, more memorable life. By applying the concepts and techniques outlined in the book, readers can look forward to building a richer, more vibrant tapestry of memories that contribute to long-lasting happiness. If you would like to support Meek Wicking, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.